Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
About as predictable as Nate Hinton jacking up a pointless jump shot in garbage time, it's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I'm your host, Don Denham. You can find me at Don_Denham. With me today, as always, my bro host, my Mavs fan for life, we have Ruben Tomas, a.k.a. at Reddit Mavericks. How are you, Ruben?
I am good. We are in the fucking playoffs.
We're in the fucking playoffs. But tell you what, we got a playoff pod into the regular season. We are putting out all the stops. We've got two of our contributors to MFFLs.com with me today. With us today, we got Tim Beamer. It's so good to have you back, man. Welcome back to the pod.
Vax, wax, and ready to spit facts, baby.
All day. All right. And, of course, he is out of Twitter jail. He is now trolling amongst the best of us, our patron saint of Mavs Twitter. We have Squish41. Welcome, Squish. How are you?
Hey, I just woke up.
Love that energy. All right,
the Mavs, the Mavs put me to sleep.
I was about to say, between you and the Mavs, I think both of y'all slept through that entire game. So
we
made a mutual agreement to
not give a fuck. Yeah.
To show up, but take the night off at the same time. So.
Well, do you know what doesn't take a night off? Ad reads, Ruben.
And they sometimes do. But anyway, let's see. Sports, culture, takes. Take Lane has it all. Take Lane is a weekly podcast hosted by Emmy winner Jason Concepcion, a.k.a. Network, and former WNBA champ Renee Montgomery. That's a fast-paced exploration of the NBA and world of sports and culture. Each week, Jason and Renee talk about the games, players, controversies, and issues that run both on and off the court. Follow now to hear Take Line every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice.
And also, another of our sponsors this week is Locker Room. You know, Locker Room is free. It's an audio-only social media platform for sports fans.
A great time.
You can talk to those sports fans, insiders, athletes, and executives in real time. We don't have official times when we host things. So we just kind of go up there and just do stuff. You know, so like literally I will just text like Squish or Don and be like, hey, like let's do a fucking, you know, let's do a Locker Room. Like, okay, cool. You know, all you need to do is download the Locker Room app free on the iOS app store. And I think now it's on the Android stores now too.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Yeah. Create a profile, link your Twitter and join like the MFL group. There's a Reddit Mavs group. There's a bunch of like different like Mavs stuff. You can follow me on there at Reddit Mavericks because I have that everywhere. I don't know, notify when my room goes live. Again, we don't have an official time we go on. We just kind of go on whatever. So you'll see me tweet about it.
Yeah. Wild card. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. Do it. So that's it.
Right on. Okay. So any takes on the inconsequential, aside from seeding, game of the Timberwolves Mavs game? I've got no thoughts on it whatsoever, aside from Josh Green made some pretty cool plays occasionally.
It was extremely consequential because the Mavs over under win total for the season was 42.5. So if you bet on that, if you bet on that or you had Dogecoin today, you had a rough day.
Yeah. So not a good Doge day, huh?
Not a good, it was a Doge day afternoon.
So I will be robbing a bank soon for my gay lover. For those of you that don't know that Al Pacino movie, that would be a confusing statement. The Wolves, I don't know if there could be a more inconsequential win for the Wolves. I mean, like if anything, like
they maybe pushed themselves out of the top three protected pick they traded to the Golden State Warriors, which is hilarious to me. So maybe they're just doing it for a moral win. Maybe they just like, hey, let's just get a win with this current core to, you know, jumpstart next
morale,
year.
I guess, yeah.
Whatever. Anyways.
Morals in this economy?
Well, the Mavs are in the playoffs. They're we were going to be facing the Clippers first round. What are y'all's first thoughts? I'm excited about the rematch personally.
I have the Mavs in six. So
that was my thought.
Fuck everybody. Like I just had, I don't know, man. Like I feel like we played them really well this year. Like I know some games, like we had guys missing, some games they had games guys missing, but I feel like the way that we built this roster was almost specifically to counter them, you know, for the sub king. So it's like, okay, like, yeah, like Josh Richardson hasn't been that well. Chris Ops hasn't tried on defense at all this year for whatever fucking reason.
Let's see if it changes during the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. I think we turn things up real. I think we turn things up. Like, you know, these are guys who are hungry to be in there in the playoffs again. I know they wanted to be in, like, obviously after last year. And, you know, we have a healthy Jalen Brunson. We have KP. Hopefully won't get hurt or right. won't get a second technical or whatever the fuck, you know, happened last time.
Are Luka's technicals going to be an issue in the playoffs? No. Or does that
not in the
that,
playoffs?
Nope, not in the nope. playoffs.
They reset.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So he ended the year with 15.
Yeah. So yeah, he goes into the playoffs and yells base, and so now none of his technicals matter. So
nothing matters. But yeah. So I mean, yeah, I feel like we'll be fine. So you know, I think this year is going to be big, like offseason wise. Like if we win, I don't see us trying to make like a really splashy move. If we are out, I can see them maybe trying to move certain players out of Dallas.
I think there's going to be a lot of certain, movement one way or
a
another.
A certain player, even.
Yeah, maybe a certain player, but
I think know. That happens either
all
way.
7-3 one horned of him player.
Yeah. So
yeah. Of course we're referring to Boban. But yeah, he's going to be a cornerstone piece in the next big.
I was referring to the broom that Boban uses to get balls unstuck. Actually, we're trading that for a mop to be named later.
Broom for mop is upgrade downgrade. Let's hear that ESPN hot take. Squish, anything to add as far as us facing the Clippers in the first round? Oh,
I thought you'd never ask. No, I like the matchup. I think again, like what Rubes is saying, I think we fucking match up pretty well. Never thrilled to play against Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
For seven games. At the same time, I think if I really think about it, I like playing them a little better than I like playing Denver, because I know they don't have Murray, but there's not a soul on our fucking team that can stop Jokic, and there's not a soul on many teams that can either. So I think we match up better with the Clippers. And then this is the most rested this team will have been since the All-Star break.
Right.
And the most rest friendly the schedule has been ever for this team this season. So I expect a lot of energy. I expect us to come out swinging, and I expect us to remember what happened last year. And I think all of those things go in our favor because we've been playing so well down the stretch, even if we've lost a few frustrating games, like, there's just nights this team just hasn't had their legs whatsoever. You can just tell. It's like, man, I want to be here, but I can't be here in terms of like just level of play, even Luke at times. And then nights like, all right, feel pretty good today. And then we kick the shit out of somebody. So hopefully we're getting the kick the shit out of somebody Mavs for at least this series and then go from there, you know?
100%. Yeah. This was a bad shooting night for us this past game, but more than anything, I think you could attribute that to just tired legs. I mean, there's a lot of times where Luka's shot just looks, you know, unreal, 2K like, and then there's some where it's just like, this guy just looks tired. I'm excited to see a rested Mavericks team and see what that does in the playoffs. I mean, if we can get full effort from our starting rotation, you know, our seven guys deep, I think we're going to be making some noise in this playoffs. Round. So at the very least, like, I also say, like, to be honest, one of the reasons that I like the Clippers instead of the Nuggets is that in the event that we do have a first round exit, that, I mean, losing against Kawhi and Paul George is not something to be embarrassed about, you know, as opposed to there's a lot more questions that come about if we lose to a Murray-less Nuggets team, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm still feel the Mavericks are pretty damn hot right now. We're the hottest team in the league minus this past, like, I think we basically looked at it like we're not really jockeying for one playoff matchup over another. I think they kind of looked at it as kind of a, you know, toss up between who they'd rather face between the Clippers and Nuggets. And ultimately, I think, you know, they kind of took the night off tonight. The Mavericks have definitely played down to their competition. And so I'm excited to face a, you know, two-headed monster in the Clippers. So I think it's going to be an awesome matchup. I'm really excited about it.
I think not to oversimplify the series here, but I think we're facing a team that's over there in LA doing the exact same thing we are, wondering, okay, we have our A1 guy that we can trust, 1A, and Luka and Kawhi. Both teams know that. They're just both teams are wondering which version of their number two guy are they going to get, because we know Paul George kind of embarrassed himself in the bubble last year.
Yeah,
we don't know what we're getting out of KP. Yeah, so to oversimplify the series here, which number two guy is going to show out? And if KP outplays Paul George, I think you see the Mavs advance to the second round.
Who does number two work for?
That's pretty much it.
Hopefully his own team.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we get a full show from
the fan in me, the story of this, just in terms of Luka's career arc and where the Mavericks are, like, we've got a team already we're facing for the second, like, it just, the team you just don't like that you play in the playoffs a few times, we've got that early kind of potential playoff rivalry. I don't know,
it's like it should Jordan be. And the Pistons or something. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Luka, yeah, okay, just, and the just narrow boats.
Yeah, goddamn narrow boats.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
The unbreakable horses versus the narrow boats.
We've got more firepower this time around, so I'm interested to see what happens. And the Clippers have Rondo. and Boogie. That's one thing that I'm keeping an eye on very closely, is Boogie has shredded us a few times, so I'm kind of nervous about that, but we'll see what happens.
I hope Jaylen just spends an entire fucking 2 weeks putting Rondo in a blender.
Oh, it'd be great.
I'd love that so much.
It's so good.
Yeah, if there's one person that's not going to take shit from Rondo, it's definitely Jaylen.
Like, yeah.
And if there's someone that's going to take a whole lot of shit, it's going to be Willie Cauley-Stein just getting torn up by Cousins. Man, I love that boy, but man, he is a sensitive erector set. That is just, man.
This matchup is kind of the only time since we lost James Johnson that I'm going to miss James Johnson.
Right. That's exactly
he would bow up to somebody.
No, the sadness in me that we've traded him because we acquired him just for this specific thing.
Like, yeah. this exact scenario. Yeah, this scenario, bro. Like,
do you know who I think steps up though? Dodo. I think if someone's gonna throw a goddamn blow, it's gonna be Dodo. Like, yeah.
I thought you were gonna say Melly.
Melly? Oh, Melly? Okay. Yeah, Melly Vanelli. Let's do it.
Melly's a giant Italian teddy bear.
That Jazz game where he got the defensive belt that I went to with a very good seat, he didn't score.
Okay.
He was battling on defense in ways that you just don't notice unless you're sitting really close at the game. I was like, what the fuck? This dude's badass.
Absolutely.
I hope Melly gets a scrap Marcus Morris or something.
So to get ahead of schedule, we kind of just answered one of our questions already. Because Ollie James asked, with Johnson gone, who's going to karate chop Marcus Morris? So,
Melly
or Dorian. Like,
what do you think about JJ Redick just fucking going for the knees, just like tackling him just to get out of the playoffs? Like, just so he can just get to Brooklyn quicker.
Honestly, this is about the 87th time in the past month that I've had to remind myself that JJ Redick was on the roster. Oh yeah, we have JJ Redick. That's fucking weird.
I wish
he were healthy.
Well, also wish he wanted to be here, and it's very clear he's not wanting to be.
Yeah,
it's amazing how certain lingering injuries linger a little bit longer when you're not in a situation you want to be in. Yeah. So it's I hope we can get some playoff JJ. It'd be great.
Yeah. It's like, we don't need you to be a star. We just need you to do your best page impression for 6 weeks.
Right.
I mean, I respect him for kind of making it known what he had wanted and the whole side with that. And that's more on the Pelicans than it is the Mavs. But I think he's been really professional about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's like pretending to be hurt. I do think he wants to play. He was really jazzed to get out there. And when he does when he does play, he plays fucking hard. He's just dealing with basketball old age and his hair rotting away right underneath him. So
yeah, he's been showing up to work. I'm never gonna judge one of these guys for not loving their situation, but you know.
I don't think that he's like dogging it necessarily, but what I don't know. It's amazing, just like I always think of Isaiah Thomas in the Boston years, where it's just like he was just so riddled with injuries, but like because he just fucking like just put his entire heart, mind, body, and soul into a game, he just like looked past certain things. I know that's like a pretty high bar to set for NBA players, especially today, but that's the kind of stuff that I don't know. It's amazing how you can kind of look past some of those certain things in a, on a basketball court. Segueing into our next segment, it is the end of the regular season, guys. I think we did about what we predicted. You know, we thought we might have gotten home court advantage, but ultimately we still made playoffs. Like I don't think any of us had us as a 1-4 seed for the most part. I thought we were all pretty about as right as you can be, as far as just like we knew playoffs would come in. We avoided the play-in tournament. We're pretty happy about that.
Thank God.
I want to do some awards for the year. Now everyone does like best player, most surprising play. No. I want us to get weird with it. We're the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. We're uncouth. We're silly. And I'm four drinks in. So I wanted to get all kinds of sassy with this. So the Bermuda Triangle Award. Where the hell has this guy been? Award. I've thought long and hard about this. I think it's Josh Richardson. It's got to be like what we were promised. What was the exciting thing about obtaining that guy, getting rid of, or the fact that we exchanged a very powerful offensive weapon in Seth Curry to get Josh Richardson, I feel like we got 10 cents on the dollar. I think we downgraded offensively in a hilarious manner, and we didn't upgrade enough defensively to justify it. Who wants to take me on as far as this Richardson take?
I think that's probably the answer, but if I were to pick anyone else besides Josh, I would probably say James Johnson or Wes Iwundu before we traded them.
But, yeah, where are they?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you know, when they're on the roster, it was like they never got playing time. Like, oh,
right.
James Johnson did, but like Wes Iwundu never played for us. Like, you know, like he played like maybe like three games, like when all those guys got COVID and that was it. Like,
right.
So that'd probably be like the only other people I could think of.
He was on that Corey Brewer rotation. Rick would throw him out once every 12 games.
Yeah, okay, first of all,
runner up to this is Tyler Bay. Like there's a lot of times where he just jumps in there. I'm like, I don't know what he's doing up there. Yeah. He's easily the weirdest looking Maverick, which is saying something considering Boban is on our team.
Boban's beautiful. What are you talking about?
A gorgeous int, no question.
Can we also name this award instead of the Bermuda Triangle? Can we name this the Honorary Rodrigue Beaubois Award? Or where the hell is he?
Oh man,
that is a better name, and that's wish you told me prior to us recording. So yes, so the Honorary Rodrigue Beaubois Trophy goes to Richardson.
Yeah, Josh Richardson.
Well, we hope you come back. We just don't know where you are. Best dressed. I think that's pretty fun. My nomination would be Bobby and Luca wearing the matching hoodies saying best friends. I think that nothing tops that, but I'm willing to take other options here.
I'll go with that.
I'm going to go with Rick Carlisle for perpetually looking like he's the second assistant manager at a TGI Fridays at all times.
He does always kind of look like the security officers at a Ross.
His face,
the loss prevention guy.
His face is the face of someone who just like a Karen just asked to speak to the manager and he's now having to walk over. That's how he interacts with officials.
I could, yeah. He is definitely like every movement that Rick Carlisle makes just screams, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
I'm just upsettingly entertained by thinking about how good Rick Carlisle would be at handling security at a Ross.
Sir, I can see
post-retirement. Post-retirement, bro. Like,
listen, I can see the polo the polo cologne jutting out of your sweatpants. Just put it back. I don't just go.
Look, it's a long day at the store, and I don't know where that's going. Yeah, I'm gonna pick KP for perpetually dressing like he runs a cocaine empire.
Yes, bro. He always dresses like a he dresses like a fucking
he's just
1980s
just razor sharp with his fucking super slick short hair and his goddamn suits.
He does look like he's just like, okay, I've got a favor for to ask you. You're gonna take my cousin Dimitri on a ride.
Like, we've never had a player whose bone structure, like facial structure, matches outfit so perfectly.
Okay, funny enough, fucking
fashion slender man over here.
Oh, this is going so much better than anticipated.
Alexis, if you're listening, we're sorry.
I'm not. She's laughing.
She's also not listening. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. The least fun at a birthday party award. There's a couple of people here. There's a couple of people that have a permanent stink face. I'm going to give it to Porzingis. I think that been quiet all year.
He probably thinks... It depends on what kind of birthday party it is, though, right?
I feel like he's the guy...
A birthday party KP will enjoy, right? Because he takes every... Like, if it's like a serious upscale event, or if it's like some get-together, he's probably like, it's fucking stupid.
I feel like he's the guy that would like bring like a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget platter. Like, you're just like, oh, okay, this dude's like providing. This is pretty cool. And he like puts it all down, sets it down. He goes like, all right, so do I just like fucking... be here while you enjoy this? Like, he's just like, he like brings something where it's like, oh, this is really cool. Oh, you're just gonna be kind of shitty during all this. All right, well,
no, I
did the punch.
I give it to KP just because the vibe's been off all year.
The vibe's been off.
I've definitely been to like parties where like I've been to parties like associate, like people that I know, like who I don't really know that well, or just have that vibe where it's like, I don't know if you even want to be here, bro. Like, go somewhere else. I'm trying to get on this keg.
Like, yeah, he brought the keg, but now he's just like asking everyone for Venmo. Like,
and yeah,
he's
like,
going around person to person.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So not necessarily the least fun, but like having the least fun at the party. I'm gonna go with Jalen Brunson because he gives off the vibe of someone who got roped into DDing. Like, like
he's the like one adult.
Like being the second ball handler on the team for Rick's second units definitely seems like it's just as much fun as being at a party where everyone else, like where Luca's just absolutely shit faced and you agree to DD. Yeah. Luca's doing fucking one. Keg stands.
Yeah.
Counting doing... loudly in Slovenian.
And Jalen's just looking at Rick with his arm pointed over at Luca between like four girls doing a beer bong, and he's just like, "What the fuck, man? Why can't I go do that? What is Uber for? That,
what's the Mickey Mella song or whatever it is?
Yeah,
he's played it on the iPod.
It's the station seventh for like the row,
seventh
Rick.
Time in a row. I'm gonna say Luca is the least fun at a,
what?
At a party.
Yeah, just if, because if, he's such a
if
fucking mess.
No. If there's video games involved.
Okay.
It's very specific.
I was gonna say because he's the girl whose hair you end up having to hold an hour and a half into the party because he's throwing up everywhere.
If there is one person that should not be talking to the cops at the end of the party, it's fucking Luca.
No, dude. Fuck no.
That dude is in fucking cuffs. Two sentences in. Officer, what the fuck are you even doing here? What are you doing?
That's it. That's it.
Luca, why did you offer the officer coke? What the fuck?
Look like a fun guy. I don't know.
Luca does not. Yeah, we're just.
Disclaimer. He's a sweet boy that is fueled on just gummy worms and Fortnite, like in basketball.
And that one song he loves so much. Like,
yeah.
That's who he is in real life.
I don't know. I could also see Luca being the person like just doing magic tricks. Like, where just like, I didn't know you could do a beer or a keg stand. And not be on the stand. I don't know how he's doing it.
He's levitating.
All right. The Tries His Best Award. I think just like, who's a guy that's just productive or not, putting every single ounce of effort in. I think this is
it's Dwight.
Dwight Powell.
No.
Yes. I was gonna no. say Dodo.
That's Nico. His own Dwight Powell's only skill is trying.
That's to... all he does, bro. All
giving does. It to Nico Melli. I'm sorry, what? Nico. Yeah, Nico Melli no, doesn't take a playoff. Granted, he'd play 7 minutes a game, but he is trying his best. That's 7 minutes a game.
And don't you dare bro, say that's Dwight Powell's only skill. He can clearly DJ as we or DJ imaginary instruments as we saw on the bubble last
year. On the court.
He can air DJ the shit out of some things on a patio at Disney World.
Powell's skill is trying. He's trying so hard. He never takes a playoff to the point where he doesn't even know how to move. So he just fills it in with flailing.
Yeah, like, dude. Races. Yes, bro. I'm saying
his flailing rebounds are the most baffling movement on a basketball court where it looks like someone just like pushed him from the side.
It's like someone shot him, bro.
Yeah.
It's like someone shot him midair.
The fucking rebound sniper. Yeah.
What's your thing, Dwight? A for effort. There's no A in effort. There is now. What? Lob dunk. Hustle rebound.
Lob dunk.
His arms have gotten flailing, accidentally blocks the shot.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a fucking unit.
Lifts this year. For sure.
Yeah, he definitely lifts this year. So good job, Dwight. You know
he just
what?
Rebuilt his Achilles out of biceps and his leg now. Just repurpose.
We've got an Achilles made out of biceps, Dwight Powell.
Oh, God.
You ask him to go get you some bread and he hard cuts and rolls to the pantry.
I like the idea.
Wait, would that be a pick and roll? Like a pick and roll?
Dwight only moves the same pace at which he rolls to the basket during a game. Yeah.
That honestly should be a commercial for season tickets next year. Mark Cuban, get marketing department, get at us.
Please.
Mark Cuban experiments. Listen to this podcast for the love of God.
I'm sending this to Morello later.
No, podcast. I have to do it.
Any other awards?
This is when I'm trying to think of a better name for it, but the only one I could think of was the extra chicken tender award. And so what I mean by that is like you get it like a 5-piece meal, whatever, and then you're like, oh shit, I got 6 in here. Like I'm much happier than what I was already like anticipating something good, but this just got better. To me, Jalen Brunson, no question. I think
okay,
I was thinking a pretty good player, like good rotation guy. And like, I didn't realize he was going to be crucial to our offensive success. And like also a tone setter as far as just running this offense. I absolutely impressed with Jalen Brunson. I was on the fence with him. I was thinking he was trade market bait. Like I was just not really aboard with him this season. And I pretty much 10 games in, I quickly changed my tune. I think he's been awesome.
I'm going to go with Melly because he's actually built like a chicken tender.
And he's also, trade. He was, if anything, he was the 6th chicken tender in that trade. And he actually turned out to be pretty good.
And you know what? Him. According to made up sources, he breads his beard.
Ooh. Oh, that's so fucking
I don't know
funny.
What that means.
Anyway,
I'm picking Dorian Finney-Smith starting with the second half of that Utah win we had a while back where they put Gobert on him. Just shoot, and he started like 1 for 8, and the second half went fucking crazy.
That was fun.
And he's just been badass ever since. So bonus,
yeah, this is
Finney
like
Smith.
Did I tell y'all
a better Finney Smith? Like, it's been cool.
Did I tell you my Dorian Finney Smith story?
No.
So he posted one of his own highlights of him just posterizing somebody on his Instagram. And as I just as you should as an NBA player, and I can't remember which one it was. It was like I think it was a couple of seasons ago, but he just absolutely I want to say it was Gobert or something. It was a tall guy,
a big guy,
It just destroyed, and I just commented, "Y'all want to see a dead body?" And he liked my comment.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So shout out Dodo, we love you.
Let's see. I would give this award to. It's hard, man, because I can make a case for both Dodo and Jalen Brunson, man, like. Those guys have, like, they've really stepped it up. Like, Jalen especially, just because, again, I think a lot of people are thinking, oh, shit, like, if he can't mesh well, like, in the second unit, then he needs to, you know, get the hell out of here. But he's been really fucking well, and he's closed games more often than not, you know? So
Absolutely. Well, and he's also just been one of our better perimeter defenders and just a guy that gets after it.
Yeah.
Last one is the guy who had the best immaculate vibes. I think, you know, I think this is could be up for interpretation. I've never seen someone more immaculately happy to be on the bench and be the cheerleader. And that's Nate Hinton to me.
Yeah.
He's got the best immaculate vibe. I seeing that dude fist pump like fucking Tiger Woods on like the 18th hole after any uncontested layup is my fucking jam. I love that shit. He's doing a goddamn dance party.
I love him, dude. He's so great. And he acknowledges too on social media now, which is awesome. So
yeah. Yeah. Like, he's a good dude. I really hope that he has he sticks around because I think he's a
fun I think he'd be a really solid bench piece, you know.
Sure.
Do you want to go ahead and move on to
I think it is time to move on. I think that great awards for the regular season. I'm pretty damn happy with how things turned out. I'm actually really sad to hear that we got 42 wins when we were 42.5 as the over under for the season. That's gotta be that is a bad break.
It's also like really close to the 50 win pace if we would have played 82 that we always kind of use as a benchmark for regular season success in the dirt year. So
sure.
Imagine just another big step forward, I guess. To say it was like really close to being that. I think if we would have won tonight, we would have finished on a 50 win pace.
Damn. Well, you know, sometimes you got to pace yourself. Sometimes you got to keep it up. Sometimes you got to make exceptions. And sometimes you got to get yourself a damn good juicy steak. We'll tell you what, folks, I've got the place for you, and it's Kansas City Steaks. You work hard and play hard. Treat yourself. Stock up for summer barbecues with Kansas City Steak Company. Visit kansascitysteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with the quarter SD. Can't think of a funny thing that is also those initials. San Diego. From classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American style Kobe, hard to find specialty cuts and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything you need to fire up the grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is flash frozen, delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with family while enjoying steakhouse quality meals from Kansas City Steaks. You can try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to kansascitysteaks.com. 10% off free shipping included with the code SD at checkout. That's kansascity.com. Wait, kansascity.com would just be the town. Kansascitysteaks.com, code SD. Kansascitysteaks.com, code SD. Also, speaking of bad breaks, you know what's a place that doesn't give bad breaks? BetOnline.ag. You should check these guys out. They have been our sponsor for a long time. If you're going to bet online, it couldn't be simpler. Just look up BetOnline, Google it. They'll be the first thing that pops up. They're also the first thing that pops up if you click on any illegal stream, which I had to do because my streaming website went down. I saw so many pop-ups for BetOnline. But I couldn't be happier that they are a sponsor of the pod. So we got all kinds of action with MLB, NBA, NHL playoffs are about to happen. Go see your toothless Warriors battle it out for that black puck to go into a goal through someone's face. BetOnline's got the best action on the boards. Get all the latest news, odds, info on all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your favorite UFC, MMA, etc. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check all the great sports news, sign up for bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Don't do it. Don't be Nate Hinton. Get off that bench. Produce. This is your chance to do that. Get into the game as teams prep up for their runs to the playoffs. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I am so goddamn pumped. I'm drinking a beer to calm down. Let's do questions.
Oh, that was loud and clear. Nice. Okay. All right. First
question. We're going to WrestleMania.
First question comes from Jesse. Do we think Headband Luka is actually going to happen? Probably not.
That was the weirdest triggering thing for me, to see the fucking team portrait and seeing Luka with a headband. We haven't seen that all season. I haven't seen that in practice photos. Like,
I don't know why you brought it up.
False advertising. I don't know. Like, wear a headband, man.
I don't think we will. I don't think we will.
Maybe if he gets like the long Dirk hair.
Maybe. Yeah. Down the line. Not this season though. Like, he's not.
Yeah.
What do you gotta add? Squish.
What happened?
Never mind. That's fine.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. What about you, Tim?
I want Luka to show up with dreads and a headband next season. But like the really bad, like white girl, like I just went on a trip to Jamaica at age 13 kind of dreads.
Oh, so he's got the dread with like the Rastafarian bead on just one side. Yeah. He has like one of those hilarious like airbrush shirts that says like your only ability is availability with a dolphin or some shit.
Yeah.
All right,
I want him with a live, laugh, love arm sleeve tattoo next year, just dominating the league.
I want to see, yeah. Live, laugh, lob. Yeah.
Live, laugh.
Jeez.
Yeah. There we go. All right, let's see.
That has to be the name of this podcast.
Dude. Yep, okay, next question. It. Yeah, next question comes from Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle. He asks,
there you go.
When will you take a photo with Mavrello and fully endorse him?
I think I can answer this question for you, Rubes. I think once you get the Mavericks Luchador mask, you will take the picture with.
That's Mavrello. Exactly. Yeah, I'll do it. So let's see.
Will Prison Squish take a picture with Mavrello?
Will he?
I don't know.
What do you all know?
Mavrello's got to win me over. Can't just be easy like that, you know.
All right.
You should
all
post right. your address.
Prison Squish definitely seems like a move that Mavrello would use in the bedroom. Just in that voice, let me show you my Prison Squish.
Let me show you my Prison Squish.
Oh my god.
He's never taking a picture now.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we lost that. I was That
we've been off the rails. We have now set the rails on fire.
Fuck these rails, man.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Next question.
God, I will not read Squish's name the same ever.
Yeah, no.
Let's not lean into this.
Mavrello's already doing that.
Oh, so it involves leaning. All right, so we already put
a prison squish. The leading Prison Squish does require some superior hamstring.
That's the next level, the leaning Prison Squish.
Okay, move on.
It's usually done just horizontally, so.
We got to move on, guys.
It does require stirrups and leftover bacon grease.
Tom's about to be up till 3 a.m. editing.
Occasionally, you could make a Bowflex work.
I've got to move. We got to move on. Fuck you guys.
I'm just trying to piss Ruben.
Hey, I'm the one who. Hey, I'm
this
not
is
the. One
it's the only sex this, position bro. That requires the total gym.
Anyway, the shake weight when you're in a pinch.
Bowon Fan Club asks, how much do you secretly like bitch drinks?
Bitch drinks.
What is that? Do you like drinks that taste good? I don't know.
Like, I guess fruity drinks.
Here's the thing. Like, I am a man's man when it comes to like with the drinks that I like. I like the super hoppy beers. I like whiskey on the rocks. Like, I mean, like I can enjoy a good scotch. But you know what? When there's a drink that's like, hey, here's this watermelon cranberry margarita. You know what? There's a place for it. Like,
yeah,
it's not terrible.
Like a cruise ship. Like, you know,
yeah, totally, absolutely. Yeah.
On the beach, you know, no,
same rules as the Bloody Mary apply. Like, if you give me a drink with eight different pieces of fruit as the garnish, I appreciate the snack. So bring it on.
Yeah,
it's nutrition. That's the
you don't want to get scurvy.
Dude, I will down some like very like girly drinks. I don't care. Like,
I will say though, I do find like limeritas and like so limerita, I was cool with. Like, all right, cool, lime flavored. Sort of margarita edges. Once it started getting to like passion fruit arita, I was like, okay, calm the fuck down. Like, just quit ruining beer. Like
chair berry slam arita.
Right. Key lime pyorita. It's like,
yeah,
just no, adding graham cracker to it. What are you doing?
Sorry, my brain just went to key lime pirate.
A pirate made out of key lime.
Oh, I've never heard that pun.
a key lime pirate. God damn. Key lime good. Pirate.
All right, let's see.
That implies an apple pirate.
Mm-hmm.
It implies a lot pirate. Of different fruit pirates, bro. Which is funny because didn't pirates have to fight off scurvy anyway with like fruit?
So. Yeah. Thing, a key lime pirate was probably a pretty healthy pirate. Had yeah, a long there career.
Are, there are layers to the key lime pirate. Stuff of legend.
Key Lime Pirates of the Caribbean was not as good
not as good of a film.
Yeah, it was not as good a successful of an IHOP item that they thought it would be.
All right, see, so next question is from Mark. What do you think about the Dallas Wings debut?
I didn't watch, I'm sorry.
I did because that was the game. That game was on same time the Mavs were on. It was good, bro. We blew the shit out of the wing, out of the Sparks, the LA Sparks. We killed them like good. By like 20 points. So it's gonna be a fun team. I don't know if we'll make the playoffs. If we do, we'll probably sneak right in there. But
our number one draft pick had a great game. If I'm not mistaken,
yeah, double double.
First game.
Yeah, double double first game. So it's like yes,
hot damn.
Our number two pick isn't playing yet. Sachi Sobley isn't playing yet, so it's going to be our team's not even at full strength yet, so it's going to be a fun game.
Haven't even reached their final form.
They have not. See, next question comes from Chris. How do we retain Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Money.
Yeah, you got to pay him. I think he's going to command 20 a year, bro.
I would, to be honest, I wouldn't be too mad at it. Like, I love that guy. I think he I like any, but if anyone has an op, like if their ceiling is 40 a night, not 40 a night, but like if he could do a 40 point game at any given point, like, I mean, granted, you're going to get a lot of like 13, you know, 6 for 18 nights from him every once in a while, but like.
You're describing Jason Terry.
And I loved Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Exactly. Like, fuck, dude. Like, I do it. I give him that 20 mil, yeah. Bro.
I think Hardaway with Luka going forward, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I also just love that he thrives both as a starter and a six man. Like he's
as long as he's on the court, bro. As long as he's on the court and doesn't dribble, like fuck it. Let's
give me the catch and shoot guys with
Luka. Let's go, bro. Let's fucking go. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you got to ride it out with him as long as possible because you gave up those draft picks and Dennis Smith Jr. to get him and then that throw-in center that they got as part of that deal.
The throw-in center?
The dude from Latvia, I think. I don't know if he's playing
that. Yeah, I'm glad that we got The infamous
DSJ trade. He's like a project. Trade. Yeah.
Yeah.
The DSJ for TH. DSJ for THJ sounds like something I would find at one of my dispensaries out in California.
Yeah, DSJ, you're going to get really high real quick, but like it's not a substantial.
THJ is more of a mellow high, like you can get things done on it.
Right, yeah, THJ, it's a bit more, you feel more productive. Yeah. DSJ, kind of a flash of the pan, like it's like, oh, that was great, but now you're just, the come down's real rough. Then you wind up in Detroit for some reason.
The DSJ is basically K2 is what we're telling.
I got bad stories about that, bro. Anyway, let's go.
Let's go into Ruben's K2 tour.
Absolutely stories. Not. Nope. That'll be good. That'll be an off season.
Somebody asked the question. He's forced to answer it.
At Ultralight Beam on Twitter asks, Ruben, do you have any K2 stories?
No, I don't. Not today. Anyway, let's see.
Rutu, I've never done anything illegal in my life. Next ever. Question.
Nope. Rutuge asks, if you're allowed to go into the Clippers locker room and say one word, what would it be?
Bitches.
Bitches? That was actually gonna be my answer, was bitches. Just like walk in there and just be like bitches and walk out.
Shaking my, like this fucking nobody bearded 5'7" dude walks in just bitches.
Just walks out
disprovingly. They're just like, did we just get insulted by a blogger? The fuck is this?
Kawhi's like, what the hell? Like,
I would imagine I could yell that word and not draw any eye contact from a single person that loved it. Like, I'm just not a blip in the radar.
What would you say, Tim? Give one word.
I'll say
having lived in LA for a few years now, I say, if you're talking to Clippers fans, the most effective thing to say to them is just shaking your head, laughing a bit, and just saying Clippers to them.
Oh, so you should just walk in and say narrow votes.
If you're a Lakers fan, you just shake your head and say just Clippers and just laugh and walk away.
Squish, you got anything?
Just going to point right at Marcus Morris and say kerfuffle and then leave.
Kerfuffle. Nice. I got to see.
Chartreuse.
Let's see. Next question comes from from Ian. Predict how this year's Morris and Luka feud will go down. No, Mavrello is not on the, not the team's enforcer.
That he was.
That would be an interesting way of just like, that's why he came about, is that like, turns out that like Marcus Morris is just terrified of anamorphic basketballs. So just like somehow Mavrello, like taking a pic, like they Photoshop Mavrello in some picture of Marcus Morris, and like that just like gets in his psyche, and that's like all he sees. It's all he talks to his therapist about. It's like, I just keep seeing this fucking Slovenian basketball talk to me about a spork, and I don't know, he's got a foam finger. I can't tell you why I keep seeing it. It just never stops. It's when I go to sleep, he's there. I wake up, he's there. Then he's not there, and just like goes fucking insane. You think that was maybe the strategy? What do you guys think?
Maybe. No, I don't think there'll be much of a feud. I don't sort of see it.
Well, he apparently apologized.
Apparently, I saw that, and I was like, okay.
That's not going to stop him from pulling some shit again.
It's too late to apologize.
It's too late to
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm going to say it goes like the end of Tokyo Drift. I don't know how we're going to get there, but by the end of this series, Morris is going to be banished forever from his home, and Luke is going to be running the Yakuza.
Solid points. Yeah,
really how it ended.
Someone uses the emergency brake effectively and
with nose fucking candy.
And then suddenly Mike Winchell goes from playing at Odessa Permian to racing cars in Japan. I don't know how it happened, but
it makes sense.
All right, let's see.
Never have there been more spoilers in a Cinemark parking lot than the debut of Tokyo Drift.
Let's see. Next question comes from Sylvia. They ask, how drunk will you all be if we pass to the second round?
I don't know.
I will be fucking obliterated. I will be doing a post game pod.
Yeah, we're going to do the worst locker room ever. It's like, hey, Ruben, you see Mavs play?
Like, yes.
The Mavs
did good.
So I'm actually trying something for this playoff run. I remember in the 2011 finals, after Dwayne Wade hit that shot in game two, I stopped drinking, and then I didn't drink for the rest of the series. So I'm going to try that again.
Good luck, celibacy.
Yeah, good luck, celibacy. Like, and then if we win the title, I will be, you'll find me face down in a pile of my own vomit with the tiger from Houston somewhere. Also, either Vegas or Irving. And
Irving. No, can we just say it real quick? I am clearly drunk. Like, I just said celibacy and not sobriety. So
that's fine. I was rolling with it. So.
Well, yes, I will also not be fucking alcohol. So, you know,
we'll be experiencing that good old the prison squish.
I'll be drunk as hell if we get out of the first round, bro.
Saving the prison squish for championship night. I get it.
The prison squish is not doable drunk.
And only one. It's like the 900.
You've got to be in weirdly peak mental condition and physical.
And it weirdly involves the Larry O'Brien trophy somehow.
Yeah, it does.
I hate this. Let's move on. Okay, let's see.
It's like Jake. The 900. Only four people have done it.
It's a rare sexual delicacy.
Okay, let's see. Jacob asks, can we really be mad if we get bounced in the first round?
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially with the way the season started.
I think ultimately,
bro, I was just mad online that we lost game 72 against the fucking Timberwolves. Don't tell me what to be mad about.
You know, I believe you can be mad whenever you want to be mad. You know,
feel what you got to feel. I mean,
yeah, you know, I personally won't be mad, but you know.
So the thing about the West is every team is really fucking good,
no matter what. Yeah.
Dance, so
literally, the Lakers are the seventh seed, bro. Like, you have to play a play-in tournament game.
The defending champion has to get through Steph Curry just to show up to this party.
A first round exit is losing its like like this is, how am I trying to phrase
the
this?
Worst.
Basically, like, it's not as bad as it used to be, just because the West is so fucking nuts.
I
won't be disappointed or mad about it, but like, if we lose in the first round of the fucking Clippers, it's like, well, all right, it's the fucking Clippers. Yeah. But you could say that about literally any team in the bracket right now. So
that's true, but also like a fifth seed losing to a fourth seed, it's the reason that's the standings were as they were. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's how the cookie crumbled this season. Also, yeah. Like this season absolutely fulfilled my prophecy of just this is the Astros season. This is just the weirdo season. Who knows what the fuck happens there?
I would like to see one just normal season with Luka, which we haven't had since his rookie year, before I really get mad at anything.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fair.
All right. Let's see. Next question comes from our good friend Grace. She asked,
Grace, we're so sorry we've made you listen to all this.
Yeah, seriously.
Up till this point.
Yeah. This is bad.
My question.
Who is your WNBA team pick to win the championship this year?
It's got to be the Wings.
Easy.
Wings.
Easy.
Wings.
Yeah.
Wings.
Or back to back, like the Comets. No, they're not in the league anymore.
No, they're not in the league anymore.
I wanted to quote an ESG lyric.
Oh, well.
The Los Angeles Sporks. Is that
Sporks?
Sparks. Oh, Sparks. That makes much more sense.
Sports. Oh, we're bringing it back to Mavrello.
That's right.
We do have another question about Mavrello coming up. Anyway.
Believe it.
That'll be fun for you.
Michael asks, will the Mavs go 16-0 in the playoffs or 16-1 because they get bored in game four of the finals?
I think the latter. That makes sense. You know, like, it's hard to keep the energy alive when you're.
I think 16-2. You know, I think
are you even a Mavs fan?
I say 12-0 because each team taps out after three games. Like, they just don't want to be there anymore. Okay, like, yeah.
Forfeit.
4-0 after one game after we beat someone by 80.
You know what? We're going home.
In warm-ups of game four of each game, they just literally take controllers out onto the floor and throw them at the Mavericks or at the Jumbotron. Just a figuratively little kid getting pissed off at his TV during a video game.
That's so fucking dumb. I can't.
Could you throw an Xbox or PS4 controller and hit the Megatron? Like the,
I mean, NBA players are tall.
I wouldn't want to do that.
No. Can you guys?
Could I?
Yeah. I'm extending it to the host. Do you think you could hit the Jumbotron? Is what I'm getting.
Like from
the
where,
Megatron like, is a character from Transformers.
But from where? Like where in the building?
Like from the court.
And does this end up on Dude Perfect somehow?
I don't know. Could I? I wouldn't want to though, bro. Controllers are kind of expensive.
Not as expensive as a Jumbotron.
Also, outside of like quicksand, one of my biggest irrational fears growing up was a Jumbotron collapsing onto a court during a game and just crushing all the players.
Holy shit. That's so dark, dude.
I still think that's going to happen during a Cowboys game.
That's so dark.
Just the AT&T Center buckling under its opulence. What a fitting way to kill the Dallas Cowboys that Jerry Jones invention.
I mean,
I don't like these jokes.
I mean Jerry World is just it's a monument to man's ignorance.
If it happened at Jerry World during a Luke Bryan concert, like, do you take that trade?
That's so
considering the demographic that's now on the floor.
Oh my god.
And in all fairness, we're not losing a cancer cure. Okay. Like there's not a single person that
at a Luke Bryan concert that let's move on.
We're losing a lot of lip cancer patients is what we're losing there.
Next question. Florentino asks, what do you think of Malachi Flynn?
I don't know what that is.
I think he's a player for the Raptors.
Is the Raptors rookie?
Is he
from Duncanville?
Oh, Delonte
Jalen Harris.
Delonte North.
Yeah. Delonte.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
Yeah, the tiny redhead guy that looks like Delonte West? Yeah, Delonte North. Yeah, he's fine.
Had a pretty good close to the season.
Yeah, I think ultimately, it's weird that the clone of Delonte West escaped the lab, but I mean, good for him. Glad he made it to an NBA team.
All right, that's the next question. comes from Mavsaholic. And this is actually something that me and Squish have talked about. Who do you think is behind the Mavrello account?
Do we say who we?
Who do you think it is? I mean, I don't know if we get in trouble.
Kirk's serious face.
Mark Cuban's TikToking daughters.
That's a good one, actually.
I mean, it's got to be Skin, right?
I got Bobby.
I think
Bobby's a really good guess.
Yeah, Bobby's a good guess. Yeah, he stays in character. Yeah, he would.
I'm saying he makes references that are both like millennial references and also like a little older than us. And I'm like, okay, that's
why I always thought it was Skin, because he would just be like, yeah, Brad Davis has great hair. I'm just like, the only person that's gonna know that.
But Skin wouldn't get like the whole like the more like stuff that like pertains to our age group, you know.
I guess so. I guess Bobby would. Skin would be making more like Wu-Tang jokes and like jokes about like Macy Gray or some shit. Yeah.
I'm gonna
like,
circle back to a previous answer. I think it's Rodrigue Beaubois behind this somehow.
Isn't the dude playing it in Europe still?
It's sure Evan Eschmeyer.
Evan Eschmeyer.
Don't you dare disrespect a Husker legend, Evan Eschmeyer.
You didn't say his name. Rafe LaFrenz on a 10-day contract is Matt Rello.
Jesus. Okay, let's see. Next question comes from
Post Malone.
Nepali. Next question comes from Nepali Gooner asks, fucking Gooners. Anyway, THJ or J Rich as playoff starter?
Oh, THJ.
THJ.
THJ. Oh, it's got to be THJ. Josh lost that shit, bro.
Josh, man, I want him to be so good. And what I am convinced of is that Miami has the best conditioning coaches in program in the league, that it was so good, it made him an elite defender. And once he left, like he's been, you know, 3 or 4 years removed from that and hasn't recovered. There are, of all the Mavericks, he makes the most. Did a professional basketball player make that play just now? Plays like where he just drives into the middle of the paint, jumps up maybe to take a shot, but then just throws it out of bounds, like just doesn't know where the hell the ball's going. Like, oh, it's infuriating.
For the second time in this podcast, you're also describing Jason Terry.
Yeah. You're right.
And the thing with J Rich is those plays where he dribbles out and just like you don't know what he's gonna do, and neither does he.
It makes me wonder.
Ten times it works. With the other nine, you're like, what is this man doing, and why did that take 15 seconds to do?
Has Rick been teaching him to play with the wrong hand as a joke? Like he's just playing with his off dominant hand.
Something like just, I
don't know. Josh Richardson is the Wimplow of the Dallas Mavericks. Yes, that's a Kung Pao reference.
Wow.
We taught him incorrectly.
We have purposely trained him wrong as a joke.
Jesus.
Here's he thinks losing is winning. A child could beat him.
Let's see. Next question. It's so good. Next question.
Try this drive into your defense attack.
Next question. Seth Curry Hart asks, will KP be greater than Luka in the playoffs?
No. He might have a better statistical game in one. Like I can see KP getting hot from
like one or two games or something. Like, yeah.
But
I think overall, I think Luka is going to fucking.
Yeah.
It's also just like, listen, he's got shitty juju right now. Like he's just got a vibe. That's just like, he feels like you know what he's giving off right now? Woody from Toy Story vibes. He's just like fucking jealous of fucking Buzz Lightyear. He's like, what's he got that I don't got? He's like, I was the guy that had the name on my foot first. He wasn't, but you know.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Got poop in his pants.
Well, so
I think KP will definitely be taller. I think that's likely.
Yeah, he's definitely better at being taller.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see.
Luke will be better, but I'd love it if KP were. Because that means we're probably winning by a lot.
Yeah.
If KP's going off, that's pretty good sign we're doing okay.
Goat asks, biggest holes on the team? I guess now the season's over.
What kind of holes?
So anyway, back to that prison squish.
I think...
No. I don't know. Rick is kind of an asshole. Does that count?
Asshole?
Rick is the biggest hole on the Mavericks. I mean, it's got to be the sieve that is our interior defense.
That's the biggest one. Yeah. Anyone with a competent center is going to fucking kill us.
Defense. So, yeah. That's why the Nuggets were scaring me.
Yeah. Cause you can't fucking counter Jokic at all, bro. Like, that dude's going to go off like 50.
Like, if the Clippers can bounce us with the corpse of Boogie, then we deserve to go home anyway. Yeah. But those other teams big scare me.
Or if the Clippers have alternates where they can wear purple and pretend they're from Sacramento.
Ugh.
That's a good one. That's a good
Sacramento narrowboats.
Oh, Jesus.
The Clippers come out wearing their chronic jerseys and they're just all in purple.
Let's see. Next question comes from Dak Prescott Stan. They ask, should the Mavericks 2021 NBA championship parade be held on the weekend or during the week?
During the week, you can ask off work.
Weekend preferably.
Friday or Monday, make it a 3-day
holiday. Yeah, 3-day week. Yeah, perfect. There we go. Yeah. Yes. No, if it is on Monday, I will have to take off Tuesday because I'll be very hungover. Oh,
yeah. If you're Deshaun Stevenson, it's both.
Yeah, it is both. All right, let's see.
How has he not gotten a job as a Dallas Maverick something?
Something, you know what I mean? Right?
Like, we've like
the official tattoo artist of the necks of the Dallas Mavericks.
Why does everyone have Abe Lincoln on their necks?
I love that shit. So it's just so awesome.
I've met him in person up close, and that shit is just so glorious.
It's so awesome.
It's amazing for a bearded man to have a bearded man underneath his beard. Like, how fucking metal is that? That's like me having Santa Claus or like Al Borland on my neck. Like, like underneath my beard is Billy Mays. Like,
Jesus.
But wait, there's more.
My tattoo artist yesterday had a badass one. It was a fucking knife handle and it sheathed into his beard. He's got like the super short fade on the side. What the
fuck?
Yeah, that's so awesome. Like, he's got like a full knife going down his side, but he grew the beard over it. So it's like literally just a knife sheathed into his beard.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It's
fucking sick.
Well, he's going to feel real silly trying to pull that out.
That's what
Mavrello said.
Squish quotes.
Jennifer asks, how do we feel about how things are going for the Mavs? I guess now season's over.
I think we're trending
fantastic
upward.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
the way this year has been and the COVID and all that,
and the way it ended, it's been. Yeah, like,
if you had told me a month ago this team was going to be the fifth seed,
I'd be like, fuck you.
I would have called you a crackhead.
Damn, that's pretty.
I will say though, can we just get I would have said 12-4 or the 9-14 Sports Center?
You need to delete that, bro, or at least like update that shit. I need them to like.
No, people have been quote tweeting that for 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's been me. Okay,
I'm gonna get that.
And you know, we're gonna
cut it out. Time.
If we win a title, I'm going to get that tweet tattooed on me and sheathed into my beard, actually.
Fair. Right, I'm going to get all of Deshaun Stevenson's tattoos if we win the title this year.
I just want Don to get an actual sheath into his beard.
Like a real one.
For his cutlery. Yeah.
I can figure it out. I've got some good Woostavs in there. They might cut the beard, though.
Let's see. Next question comes from Steve. What playoff results would meet and/or exceed expectations given the team's current dynamic and last year's results?
I'll listen. If we get past the first round, I'm pretty damn happy.
Yeah, I'm just being realistic.
Ecstatic. Like, obviously, I want championship. I want to, you know, make some noise. That's what I want. To be honest, like, even a 6 or 7 game series and we lose, I'm still happy. Like, I just want to see some playoff wins. I want to see Luka be challenged, and I don't think there could be a better challenge for him than Kawhi Leonard. So,
yeah. Yeah. I think if we win a first round, I'm fucking on the moon.
So. Yeah. Anything that is a step forward is success to me. Like, if we get past the first round, that's huge. That's massive. We already have a better record. Like, it's just so many things are trending upward, even if it's subtle, even if it's frustrating, because this year has been wild, but got to be happy with things, how they're going so far, and I want to see what happens. And it's fucking playoff basketball. You got to be happy to be there.
I guess the bare minimum would be like taking it to 6 or 7, but like Luka and KP actually looking like they coexist together. Yeah. That would at least be some, that would at least answer something going into next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good.
One, I guess something that gives us forward momentum too, going into the off season, even if we don't win the championship, because everyone, you know, you want to win the championship, duh, but like something just to thrust us into the light and hopefully people are like, damn, I want to be on, I want to be a part of that train. And then we actually have a good off season.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See, next question comes from, oh, Brunson Burner. A question about Jalen.
That's good. Nice.
That is good, right? How will JB do in his playoff debut? Because remember, he didn't play.
Yeah, he was injured.
He was injured.
Yeah, he was. He was.
I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be like really, really important for that second unit and for the closing unit.
I think he balls out. I feel like he's a big game dude.
Yeah. I mean, he's been on the biggest stage in college basketball. You know, like, you
put him in a fucking playoff setting. I bet he balls the fuck out.
Yeah, I think he's going to be great. So.
It was fucking insane to me then, and it still is now, to go back to like last summer before the bubble, and people were like, oh, Brunson's out. That's fine. We don't like need him just because he was struggling a bit. Like, what the fuck, man? I think he's always exceeded. He's exceeded expectations since day one, so I thought it was kind of bullshit that people were like, they didn't like, I don't know. Trey Burke was great in the bubble, like for what he was. I'm not going to knock him, but like you absolutely needed Brunson last year. And so I'm excited.
Someone to initiate the offense that wasn't Luka is just proving to be such a crucial part to this offense. And I also just, there's just so many times that Jalen drives where I'm like, what's he do? Shit, that went in. Holy hell.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, shit.
So many times that it's just like he's
the anti-Jay Rich.
Right. Yeah. No, there's a lot of times where he makes a decision on the basketball court where I'm like, I see where that was.
That made sense. Why you did that. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. He's the anti-Jay Rich. Well said, Tim.
Let's see. Next question comes from Drew. Why do we park on driveways, drive on parkways? I told you, Drew, I'm not high at all for this, so I can't answer.
It would be the other way around if we switched to the metric system.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's because we're on Imperial.
You see that so matter-of-factly, I don't even know if you're, like, joking or not. So I'm just like, okay, I can't dispute not, it.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
It does. All right, see, next question comes
from
what? Oh god, fuck, he's thinking about it.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, give me a minute. Yeah.
Stop him.
So
no.
So there's a band called Parkway Drive, and Driveway Park would be a stupid fucking name. That's why.
Okay. There we go. Okay, let's see. Nailed it. Next question comes from Justin Mavs fan. Should KP play at the four or the five in the playoffs?
Whatever's best for the fucking team.
Yeah, seriously, like
yeah.
And that tone is not for you. That is for Porzingis publicly bitching multiple times this season.
Yeah,
we have a six.
I rescind the mic. You can have it.
We have a 6'7". We have a 6'7" point guard. Positions don't exist. I don't give a fuck what he calls himself. Just be productive.
Just fucking play. Exactly.
Fucking try on defense.
Buy in. That's it.
Get in front of him. I want to see my goal for this series. KP, take one fucking charge. Just one charge.
So, guys, I don't know if I told you all this, but I did. I actually got a little notebook right here. And you can, so for the audience, you can kind of hear.
It is a My Little Pony notebook that he's whipping out. Gentlemen.
It is by Lisa Frank.
Boys and Girls.
Lisa Frank. Yeah. Thank you.
Lisa
not
Frank.
My Little Pony. Okay. OG.
Lisa Frank.
So the first play here, it says, make a fucking play. And next play is make a fucking play. And make a fucking play. So that is the playbook that I think KP should be.
This Lisa Frank book has a unicorn on it.
Okay. If I can be Lisa Frank, he needs to make a fucking play.
That's fucking good. Fuck you. That's... But yeah,
one-on-one with the Pundertaker.
But yeah, I really don't give a fuck, dude. Like, KP just needs to do what's good for the team. Like, fuck him at that point. Like, he's got to do what's good for the team. So
seriously, just play your ass off and shut up.
That's all I need.
Let's fucking ball. Hell yeah, I'm excited for the playoffs. He said in the interview. Let's see it. Let's go. Okay.
Make a fucking play.
If he doesn't give 100% effort, he has to have rounded edges on his haircut going into next season.
if he doesn't give 100% on his effort, his girlfriend gets to cut his hair too.
Holy shit. That's terrible. Fucking
I'm an influencer. You're influencing a lot of blog posts roasting your boyfriend. That's what's happening.
I just love that because that couldn't be farther from her voice.
Seriously, that is okay.
I want a Mavericks reality show for a year where Luka's girlfriend and KP's brother have to switch places for the entirety of next season. Trading places, Mavericks edition.
That's fucking terrible. I want to see it. I'll relay this.
So Luka's dating KP's brother? Is that what's happening?
Oh, you know, being like life partners. You know?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
We have Mavrello. That wouldn't be nearly the weirdest thing about this franchise really at the moment.
Valid point.
See, next question comes from
Mav. We've weirdly gotten closer through this whole process.
Next question comes from Mavraps. Favorite game you've seen this year that didn't include the Mavs or Steph Curry? Son of a bitch. He had to put Steph Curry in there.
Easily that nuts game where the Wizards fucking robbed the Nets like in a matter of 14 seconds.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that was one awesome. Of the best things I've ever fucking seen. If only because it was Russell Westbrook hitting the shot and going nuts immediately.
Bro, I gotta
see. Hilarious.
I gotta see the Wizards and the Brooklyn Nets play each other first round.
Bradley Beal was me the whole time because he's been dejected for weeks because the Wizards kept losing, even though he was scoring like 800 points a game. And then this happens, and even he was like, "I don't know what's happening, but I'm cool." And just like start celebrating. It was so much fun. That game was awesome.
And mine's whenever
number of Steph Curry games this year. No, I'm done. Yeah. Good, sorry.
I was going to say, mine's whenever Donovan Mitchell went scorched earth and then basically told Shaq to fuck off after the game.
Oh, yes.
That was moment of the year.
That was good.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus.
Mine might be the Pelicans-Boston game where Boston gave up. But, they were leading by 24 points at the half. And and Brad Stevens said, we've got a lot of things we need to clean up. like maybe your players fucking keep focus and not blowing a 24-point lead.
So one of my favorites was probably Boston and San Antonio, where like San Antonio was up by like fucking 32. Like 32, bro.
It's the Tatum game.
And Tatum fucking,
oh my god,
fucking hit fucking 50 points, bro. Like in OT, like that was such a fun game, bro.
I gotta say, Boston comeback player of the year has to be Tatum's beard. Like, let's like think on like that prepubescent like fungi that was on that dude's face that did not match whatsoever. He's now got a full little. He's got a full Amish going, you know.
Yes. You sheathe the knife.
He's got a good sheathable beard.
Sheathable beard.
It's okay,
that was a. There were just a lot of Boston and New Orleans games that were wildly entertaining this year because they were just so inconsistent. Like two different teams, like not even game to game, half to half, quarter to quarter. These two teams could taking, just not find an identity.
Two teams taking turns just screaming, "Who am I?"
Like when Boston,
who are you?
When Boston and New Orleans played each other, it was basically 10 Jay Riches on the floor running in circles.
My night. Then, that is
I
my
join.
Next question.
It was 4-year-olds playing 2K.
Next question comes from Irvin. He asks, "Who
Michael? Will...
No, I wish. Goddamn, that coked out. Anyway, who
will finish this far?
Who will be the most surprising contributor in the first round for us?
JJ Redick.
Oh, it's funny because I had Nico.
Yeah,
I had Nicolo Melli. I was like the guy to be like, oh shit. Randomly goes off like 21 like in a game.
Oh god, imagine like the Melly game.
Did I want
there's like a crucial game three and we win because Melly just scores like 30 off the bench or something.
We're jumping all up and down in the locker room screaming Melly Milane.
Guys, we all just live in the millennium, all right?
Yeah. Jesus. Okay. Let's see. Actually, next question is current. It's currently on our mind right now because it's from Victor, and he asks, "Is Mickey Milane the best song that has ever existed?"
No, Nico Milane is the best.
Nico Milane. Bro, I literally listened to that song the other day, and I was like, actually, it's actually kind of good. And then I had a Slovenian person enter my mentions. It was like, that song fucking sucks.
Just, man, I love that this dude across the pond's like, I gotta throw some shade from the
across the world. No, he was like, it's like if like you like liked Despacito. Like it's annoying.
What's wrong with Despacito?
I don't know.
Am I not supposed to like Despacito? Am I not supposed to love drunk Justin Bieber at a club for getting the lyrics and screaming Dorito Burrito?
There is a part during Daddy Yankee's verse where I just go something Domino's, and I just can't wait until like eventually it does sync up. Like,
Wait, is that never mind? I'm not gonna. I was gonna roast you for it being Daddy Yankee or not, I'm not sure.
No, don't. If you have to think about it, don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm fucking looking it up.
Oh, you're looking it up now. Okay. I'll wait then. We have two more questions.
Despacito, Luis Fonsi featuring Daddy Yankee. Yes. Get fucked.
Oh, son of a bitch. now I owe you Domino's. This is the remix.
Call that shit Brandon Knight. You annihilated that shit. Holy fuck.
Oh my Jesus. God. Next question comes from.
Now I owe you Domino's. Then we're ordering Domino's.
Next question comes from Jay. All evidence points to another underwhelming offseason. How much better would this team be next season if no significant player is added to the roster?
Probably the same spot that we're in right now.
Is half the team going to get a related disease for like 3 weeks?
Like all evidence points to everything's shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like looking at our track record post 2011.
Never optimistic going into a Mavs offseason.
I've learned my lesson two years ago.
every time we struggle in a new season after like doing nothing in the offseason and the front office like pumps us up all season about how great the team is going to be, we start criticizing him. And then like Donnie and Cuban turn into the hot dog guy from I Think You Should Leave. Just like every interview, they're like, we're all wondering who did this as they're standing next to the hot dog car.
Bro.
I wonder who didn't get Hassan Whiteside to sign with us. What's weird, man, that fuck, like one of
who
the
didn't
first...
get Christian Wood or Jeremy Grant.
Here's the thing.
Don't bring up Christian Wood.
Real quick. Like I was looking back at that I think 2017 season. Was that the one with Mike Conley, Hassan Whiteside? It was it became like the Harrison Barnes summer for us.
Yeah.
Because we lost Chandler Parsons as well. That's one of the first times I remember being on Mavs Twitter and just being posted and just like watching free agency as it unfolded and all that shit. And I think the next year was DeAndre Jordan, but like it was just so, I remember feeling so much dread. And then I look back at all the players that made so much money that year who we ended up with is the player that is arguably the best player currently playing right now. Like Mike Conley's doing all right with the Jazz, but like Harrison Barnes has at the very least continued being a starting player as opposed to Hassan Whiteside, Nicholas Batum, Chandler Parsons, like all of these guys that we supposedly missed out on. Like looking back at that free agency season, like we dodged a lot of bullets. I'm just saying, like maybe we had better foresight than a lot of other people did. Yeah. Anyway, that's just my Homer take.
All right. Last question comes from David.
Right.
Aside from a championship, obviously, what's something extraordinary you'd like to see in the playoffs? Examples, a Boban three-pointer, star player dunked on, et cetera, et cetera.
I want to see Luka find a way of shooting two basketballs at once during a game.
Yeah. In game.
Just manifest two basketballs.
So mine is also Luka related. I want to see him fucking yam on Kawhi.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I just want to see him just poster Kawhi, bro. And just
I want to see Jalen Brunson dunk on Zubac.
There we go.
I want to see Josh Green play 1 minute.
Jalen Brunson drunk on a Zubat. I want to see Luka hit a series winning buzzer beater.
Oh,
okay.
The Dame. Is that the last time we've had a series winning three? Dame?
I think so.
Dame like five times.
Well, like, yeah. Dame against the Rockets, right?
The Thunder, right?
He did the Thunder.
Yeah,
the Thunder.
Yeah, it was over.
Damn, PG. That's right. It was the Thunder. You're right.
He did the Rockets too, though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did do the Rockets.
He's
all right. So my answer to this question is, I just want to watch Dame a lot.
But yeah, those are all the questions we got this week, guys. So,
and guys, I think Ruben just set a record for saying next question and moving on most amount of times.
I really did. I did.
He kind of plays the straight man in a way that keeps us on track.
It's like pushing us out of the club.
I'm the Ernie y'all's fucking Shaq and Charles.
The question club. This one's closed.
No, Ernie. That was one of the best fucking moments of Charles Barkley talking to Kevin. He's like, "Hey, Kevin, you're almost a Hall of Famer." He goes, "That's great, Chuck. You're almost a NBA champion."
That's fucking great.
I love both those guys. That's great.
Absolutely. Guys, this has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for submitting questions. This has been so much fun. Editing this will be funny. Ultimately, we just greatly appreciate you guys participating in this Mavs season. This has been a much better experience living this season alongside of our fellow MFFLs. Speaking of which, you guys can check us out at MFFLs.com. We have awesome articles, lots of game recaps, things along those lines. Please comment, like, share that stuff. That helps us out a whole bunch. Please like, subscribe, review us would be very, very helpful. It gets us up in those standings. Just suggesting it, like, hey, these goofy bastards talk about the Mavericks and we like them a whole bunch. It would help us out like crazy. Thank you to Tim, Rubes, as well as Squish. You can find them. We got at Ultralight Beam, at Squish41, at Reddit Mavericks, and you can find me at Don_Denim. This has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Enjoy the rest of your week. Let's go, Mavs.
There you guys.
Oh.